Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
To take control of the airwaves on this beautiful Wednesday night, 603-283-6160. If you want to do that, again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And coming up, unusually, some conversations to be had about artificial intelligence, because I got two stories that we didn't get a chance to get into last night, and they're... I love this, the subject of artificial intelligence, and... I like bashing Elon Musk, and when these two things coincide, it brings me great pleasure. And that's what we have here, because Elon Musk apparently is convinced that artificial intelligence is going to destroy humanity or whatever. I don't know what
he wants to corner the market is what he wants to do.
That's generally my impression, but he's saying that he wants artificial intelligence to slow down. Meanwhile, he creates this new company in somewhere in Texas that is going to explore artificial intelligence. So he doesn't want artificial intelligence to slow down. Clearly, he's making his own company to explore it. He, as you said, wants to be in control of it, which I don't think is any better, because I've seen the guy being in control of Twitter, and I've got to tell you, I'm not impressed.
I think he loves the power. You know, he's almost just as bad as, you know, like a state official, right? Like, oh, no, all of these peasants can't have any sort of control or freedom over AI. We need government regulations, and he's, you know, smarter than everybody else, and he's going to be able to save the world with AI. Meanwhile, some other person might destroy the world with AI. That's the vibe I'm getting from him.
That's been one of the beautiful things about artificial intelligence, too, is that with the release of the Facebook artificial intelligence, and I don't remember now what it was called, but someone leaked it. The entire build for it, you can assemble it yourself on your laptop. Your laptop probably can't run it very well, but you can assemble the thing yourself. And, of course, there's Stable Diffusion, which is a different artificial intelligence, a art generator that you can compile and run on your laptop. Artificial intelligence, as it is, it seems to put itself into the hands of the ordinary person, rather being this top-down, controlled, centrally controlled thing that people like Elon Musk would want it to be. But, of course, the guy wants power. I mean, he bought Twitter. Can you imagine how out of control your ego has to be for you to be like, you know what? The second largest social media platform in the world, I should control that. And he does. And he doesn't seem to do a particularly good job of it. Yes, people say Twitter's numbers are up, right? But most people tune in to the news when the building that they, you know, grew up in is on fire or whatever.
Yeah.
Just because people are tuning in to watch the building burn doesn't necessarily mean that's good for ratings or that it's going to bring the news station any additional monetary value. And from what we can tell, Twitter's not actually making any money, and they just seem to be sort of frustrating everyone. And now recently they changed their hateful content policies, and I don't know the full specifics of that because I don't really care. When I see someone spewing hate speech on Twitter, I just either keep scrolling or I block them if it's like a consistent, steady thing.
I mean, people have the right to, but and you're right. Recently, I found some girls on Twitter because I'm new to Twitter, so I was following some people. And at first, I was like, yeah, I'm kind of on board with their message. And then they just kept posting just really toxic stuff. So I'm like, okay, I'll just unfollow them. And that's all you need to do.
Yep.
Someone's posting something you don't like, just unfollow them and stop looking at it.
That's what this trans uproar has done for me.
Because absolutely, yeah.
A lot of these people that I followed, they seem great, right? And they seem, I don't want to say pro-liberty, but not antagonistic to it. They seem to understand that libertarians have some valid points. But then this trans thing happened. Mm-hmm. And they went off the rails, and it became something all they ever talked about.
It's annoying.
They talk about it negatively. So I'm like, I don't need this in my life. Unfollow.
You know, and I've kind of done the same thing with a lot of, you know, libertarians that I follow on Facebook or Twitter or whatever. I had to unfollow a lot of them just because I don't want to see it.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
Exactly it's, it. And it's sad. There's so much other more interesting stuff to talk about than trans people who represent like 0.5% of the population, maybe. Why are trans people being talked about this much?
Well, and it's just so ironic because all of these, you know, conservatives who hate trans people are talking about trans people more than actual trans people.
Yeah, it's really
like they
weird.
Care about it the most. And it's just like, you know, just shut up about it.
They certainly seem obsessed. But speaking of obsessed, we are here on the show. We are obsessed with secession and the ideas of peaceful, what is the word I'm
separation,
looking for?
Separation, divorce.
Thank you. Yeah. From the United States government. And that was most recently encapsulated in CACR 32, which was a bill put forward here in New Hampshire in the State House of Representatives that would have allowed the people of New Hampshire to vote on whether or not New Hampshire would declare independence peaceably from the United States government. And regrettably, all but, I think, 13 state reps said, no, the people in New Hampshire should not be allowed to vote on this. And the bill was killed. However, we have Dave Ridley on the line. He was one of the key people behind that bill who was calling state representatives to get them to co-sponsor the bill and to just generally get their opinions on it, whether or not they would support it. He's with us from here in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, authoritarians have microaggression, but we have micro-secession, and I have micro-secession news from New Hampshire today.
So tell me, what is micro-secession?
I call it, it's basically just another word I use for nullification, or attempts to control the feds, when the states try to control the feds, basically, or they try to kick them out of the state, stop them from doing certain things in the state.
Now, how does this work? Like, I'm familiar with the concept of jury nullification, which is the idea that a jury, even if you're guilty of the facts at hand, they can nullify the law by voting you not guilty and say this law is silly, basically. But what is nullification in this broader context?
Well, I think the most well-known incident of nullification in the country, it was when Colorado nullified federal, they essentially nullified federal marijuana laws just by legalizing it there when it was illegal, still illegal at the federal level.
I'm not sure that's true, though. I'm not sure they've nullified anything. I think the federal government is just unwilling to enforce it.
Yeah, maybe that's a better way. It was, I guess, de facto nullification in practice. But there is a bill in New Hampshire to do something similar with immigration. So it's House Bill 624. And it requires a law enforcement agency to provide public notice of an immigration checkpoint. So I assume this would apply to the feds. I'm not certain. I haven't read the whole thing. But it's just a very, it's almost nano secession. It's very small. It's not as big as some, but it is current. It's before the New Hampshire Senate.
It sounds like a really good bill. This is the first I've heard about it, and it would require public officials to make you aware that there's an immigration checkpoint ahead, which is great because Border Patrol, whatever they're called, ICE, they're allowed to have these checkpoints anywhere, I think, within 100 miles of a border.
It's pretty far.
Yeah, which is basically the entire United States. I mean, it's not the entire United States, but it's a huge portion of the United States. And I would love to see that happen, but I think these checkpoints are already illegal in New Hampshire law, but the federal government continues to do them anyway. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I was pretty sure one of the first things I found out when I got to New Hampshire was at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, there was a ICE checkpoint nearby. A bunch of libertarians got together and went in troll, arguing that it was illegal for ICE to be there, if I remember correctly. And that was 4 or 5 years ago.
You know, that's the thing. You don't, when the state makes something illegal that the feds are doing, it doesn't have to necessarily go out and enforce the law against the feds and start some kind of armed conflict with the feds or arrest them or anything like that. It's just put the feds in a position where they're violating New Hampshire law, and some of the people will come out and raise concerns about that, and it will continue to degrade the federal government's reputation. That in and of itself has value.
Sure, and I can see that, but I don't know if I would want to call it, a micro-secession, because I don't want to, like, weaken the word secession to just mean whatever we want it to mean, but I certainly give it to you that it's a form of nullification, and I do like that. Because the more of these laws that we nullify, the better we the people are. Because most of the laws being enforced by the federal government or state governments or even local governments don't contain any victims whatsoever. I used to call them victimless crimes, but now I just call them harmless choices because I think that's more accurate. And that's the bulk of what these laws are. Like, immigration is a great example of that. There's no victim in immigration. There's a someone who chooses to relocate their life to another place. And that doesn't create a victim. It's just someone trying to improve their life, and that's a wonderful thing. Was there anything else on your mind tonight, Dave?
There was not.
Awesome. Thanks for that's HB 624, if anyone wants to look it up. I have not looked it up.
I have not either. This is the first time hearing about it.
It sounds fantastic, though. And Cheshire County here in New Hampshire is already what they call a sanctuary county, mm-hmm. which means that if the police or if any law enforcement, presumably not the FBI because they don't follow state laws but or county laws, any law enforcement activity that happens in Cheshire County, they're not allowed to ask a person their immigration status, whether they're a citizen or an unlawful resident or whatever term would be, which is great. But I criticized Eli Rivera for this when I ran for sheriff, you know, 4 years ago, 6 years ago as a libertarian. Has it been that long? I think it has, when I ran as a libertarian against him, because, like, that's useless virtue signaling. There aren't any illegal immigrants in Cheshire County, New Hampshire.
Yeah, probably not. That's actually a good point.
And if there are, there's like one, maybe two, nowhere near enough for us to have this policy about. It's completely insane. It serves no benefit when they could instead take a much stronger approach. If they want to take a stand against unjust laws, well, the drug war is right there, guys. Have at it. But, of course, that's not what they want to do. But let's get on with the phones. We have Creighton on the line from Kentucky joining us. Creighton, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, everyone. I wanted to call in and talk about this 21-year-old National Guardsman that was arrested for allegedly releasing a bunch of secret documents.
Oh, this is the Discord leak, right?
Yes, through the gaming Discord.
Yeah, it was a Minecraft Earth Discord server, if I remember correctly. And I think that means it's a Minecraft map that's dedicated to, you know, resembling planet Earth with continental shapes and all of that stuff.
Okay, and that's where it was released?
Yes.
That sounds very random.
It is. Well, this dude just wanted Discord clout, right? With the people that...
No, hang on. That's why I called in.
Okay.
I'm going to shed some serious doubt on this particular person.
Okay.
He's 21 years old.
Uh-huh.
He's a National Guardsman, which means that he is an Army Reservist.
Yeah.
He was an E3, which means he's been promoted twice.
Wasn't Chelsea Manning an E1?
No.
Are you sure about that?
I'm not sure about that, but I find it extremely unlikely.
I'm pretty sure Chelsea Manning was E1. But go ahead.
Very likely Chelsea Manning was knocked down to an E1 upon conviction.
Regardless, what about this
guy? The reason I say I'm going to shed some... Well, it's not unusual for a low-ranking enlisted man to have a secret-level clearance.
You are correct, Creighton. Chelsea Manning has since been reduced to an E1, but she was an E3 at the time of, you know, that she got involved with WikiLeaks. So she was the same rank as this person on the Discord server.
Okay, there is a lot of problems here, even beyond Chelsea Manning's release.
Okay, sure.
Well, like I said, it's not unusual for a low-ranking enlisted personnel to have a secret-level clearance. And the reason for that is because a lot of jobs contain a lot of secret information in the actual work of the job.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have people like Edward Snowden who aren't even part of the military, who don't even have a rank, but who are private contractors, and they end up with security clearance because the United States security apparatus is completely out of control.
But
right?
It is my experience that one thing that does not happen is that military intelligence reports, and definitely not central intelligence reports, go through the hands of a low-ranking enlisted personnel. It would be very unusual for anyone less than probably an E7 to have access to a report at all. And then only reports that are generated from within their own section of that military, headed up, not down.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't speak to the way that the American military functions, but I will know that Chelsea Manning seemed to have access to all sorts of things that had nothing to do with her job, and she was in E3 as well.
True. And a lot of things changed after that.
Possibly. Like I said, I don't know much about the military.
Prevent that from happening again.
So your contention, what exactly is your contention, that this whole thing is fake?
No, the contention is that someone else either provided those documents to said 21-year-old person as the fall guy, or got onto their server and posted it as them.
I mean, that seems more than likely, I'd say.
I would say that somebody, whoever decided to do this, was smart enough to not do it themselves.
Is this person saying that's what happened?
I can't say for certain. I'm speculating, of course.
Okay, well, it seems like if this person wasn't the one who leaked them, they'd be like, hey, look, that wasn't me. Someone hacked my Discord credentials, right? Are they saying that?
I don't know what they're saying, and
well,
we won't
this
find out for
name?
A long time what they're saying.
Why not?
We're not going to find out what they're saying for a long time, because this is a military prosecution.
Right, but this person hasn't made any statements to the public whatsoever?
They can't.
I don't know that that's right. I suspect you just haven't. Do you know this person's name?
I saw it, but I don't recall it. No.
I mean, it does seem like that is a possibility. And this 21-year-old's like, you know, they're young, maybe looking for whatever, Discord clout or, you know, some sort of attention, or that they want to seem, you know, maybe more important than they are. They get these secret documents. Maybe they would be willing to release them on someone else's behalf. I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibilities, but this is all speculation with not
major
much.
Major turn of the investigation.
Yeah, I don't know what that. Oh, that. Hold on. I put the guy on hold, and it was a. I opened up a link to find out what was going on with this guy, and of course, obviously, some stupid autoplay video started, and I panicked, and I hit the hold button because I assumed that was where it was coming from, because we always have these muted. So sorry, Creighton, you are still with us.
Okay.
Yeah, so sorry about the autoplay. So anyway, the guy's name is Jax Teixeira, from what I can tell. Not seeing any public statements from him, but, like, all I've done at this point is Googled the guy's names.
I haven't looked much into this at all. I mean, I heard about it briefly, but I haven't done any sort of research on this topic.
Yeah, I haven't either. Well, I again, heard about it. I pulled in some show prep, I think, for it last week, but we ended up not getting into it. So I guess it's a good time to thank you so much for the call tonight, Creighton, and for the kick in the rear that this is stuff that's happening, and we have literally not talked about it. I'm not at all surprised. You know, I think you said that this person was popular in this Discord server. This is not surprising to me at all that this person, in chasing clout with his friends, revealed some classified information. This isn't even the first time we've seen it, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's World of Tanks, I believe, is the video game in question that a few months ago, maybe it was even a few weeks ago, this guy wrote to the developer saying, hey, you got these details about this tank wrong. And they said, no, we didn't. He said, yes, you did. Here are the classified documents proving that you got it wrong. And, like, he literally turned over classified documents proving that this company had got wrong. It's the urge of people to be right on the Internet.
And that's what it is, right? So people are just... A lot of people are driven to wanting to be right and, oh, I'm going to prove that you're wrong and I'm going to do something very dumb because, okay, I'm not against releasing classified documents when it's going to help people, right?
Right.
But just to do it, just to say, hey, I know something that you don't know and this is how I'm going to prove it because this is some U.S. military classified documents, that's not important at all. That's not helping anyone at all. That's just doing something very dumb that's going to get you in a lot of trouble for... absolutely no reason.
Yeah, not having looked into this extensively, I have to agree. My gut tells me that this guy was talking to his friends. He was like, you know, I'm a high-up figure in the military. I'm important. And they were like, dude, you're full of crap. You're basically saying that you're a Navy SEAL with 50 confirmed sniper kills under your belt. Shut up and go home. And he's like, no, I'll prove it. Look at this leaked document. That's what my gut tells me. But let's go to the actual facts. I've got something from ABC and Fox News here based on which one of these you want to believe. A federal judge on Wednesday agreed to delay a detention hearing for Massachusetts Air National Guardsman Jack Douglas Teixeira, probably butchering that name, I don't know, which is granting a request for the defense. Now, so this guy was a Massachusetts Air National Guardsman, because all of the National Guards are actually state-run, if
yeah,
I remember correctly.
I believe so, yeah.
So, Teixeira also waived his right to a preliminary hearing Wednesday, according to court documents, and he made a brief appearance in Boston's federal courthouse. So, this is not currently a military matter. He's not facing a military tribunal. He seems to be facing an ordinary federal courthouse. The detention hearing, previously scheduled for Wednesday, was postponed for around 2 weeks. And Teixeira will continue to be detained. No firm date was decided on during the brief appearance. Now, I'm surprised to hear that the defense requested a stay in the hearing, because that's going to mean that he's detained that much longer instead of, you know, possibly being released. And it seems unlikely that they would release the guy, but they might. You know, he didn't do anything violent here. He did something stupid.
That doesn't matter.
It kind of does, though, Matt.
I mean, it matters to us, but it doesn't matter to the government or the U.S. military. Definitely not.
Maybe not in Massachusetts. But here in New Hampshire, it does seem to make a huge difference to the judges in the federal court system, whether or not you're, one, a flight risk, or whether or not you're a violent person. And, I mean, he's in the military, so he's definitively a violent person. However, he probably doesn't have the resources to even be a flight risk. But this is, you know, all the more reason why you shouldn't be chasing clout from people you've never met in Discord chats with a bunch of trolls and autistic bronies. The defense requires more time to address the issues presented by the government's request for detention, said Teixeira's attorney. Okay, so that was the reason why. The government has put forth, the way these things work, and happen to be somewhat of an expert on these things, they arrest you, and the prosecutors say, we want this person to be detained, and here are the reasons why we want this person to be detained. And the defense attorney says, no, these reasons are wrong for this reason. And a magistrate, at first, says, okay, I'm granting the release, or I'm granting the detention of this person, at which point the defense either is set free, or they appeal it to the judge who's going to actually oversee the case at hand. And evidently, the prosecutors and the defense are disagreeing in this particular case, and because of that, Teixeira, God, I've got to look up how to pronounce this name, continues to be detained, and his attorney wants more time to look into the arguments that the prosecutors are putting forward about why Teixeira should continue to be detained. Maybe you've already heard more about this. Give us a call. What are your thoughts about it? 603-803-2428. That's not even the right number. I should bump that. It's Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Access to the commonly used abortion pill mifepristone will continue at least until Friday. The Supreme Court is extending its stay of a federal judge's decision to halt production and distribution of the drug nationwide, citing alleged FDA approval problems. The court's stay indicates it needs more time to study the case and decide the next steps. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has rolled out the GOP plan to raise the debt ceiling by reining in federal spending.
Our plan would return discretionary spending to pre-inflationary fiscal year 2022 levels, and then limit the growth of spending to 1% per year.
The plan would also roll back new IRS funding and do away with President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. Tyre Nichols' family is suing the city of Memphis and the officers involved in Nichols' death. He died 3 days after being beaten by officers during a traffic stop in January. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Five to join us, 603-283-6160. If you want to do that, that's actually the correct number. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And you can weigh in with your thoughts on this Discord leaker, as he's currently known. He is being detained, evidently, somewhere in Massachusetts for presumably releasing classified information. I haven't seen any statements from this guy denying responsibility from this. I haven't seen any statements from the guy at all. He's certainly not being held in a media blackout or anything like that. Presumably, if this guy wanted to make a statement, he could. And he's not currently being put forward into a military tribunal or any of that other stuff, so I don't know. Evidently, Teixeira did have the highest level security clearance granted by the federal government for top secret information. So, despite being an E3, this is what I would expect. That, you know, if your job is in military intelligence, then your rank isn't nearly as important as being able to access things, right? It's probably going to depend on your actual job, what your clearance level is, more so than your actual rank. Because even if you're a colonel, if you're just overseeing some military base in Kuwait, you're not going to have top secret security clearance because you just don't need that information. This guy, evidently, he did have the highest level security clearance, and he used that information, he used that clearance to release information onto Discord, none of which was surprising. It was like, okay, the United States is monitoring the situation in Ukraine, and the only surprising thing to me was that the U.S. military has actual soldiers fighting in Ukraine, and even that wasn't like
it wasn't super surprising. So, yeah. Well, I could have guessed that.
I absolutely would have guessed that. I certainly don't think it's surprising that it happened. But, you know, some people are, I guess. But let's keep going to the phone, 603-283-6160. We have Alu on the line from here in New Hampshire. Alu, you're on Free Talk Live. You write at libertyblock.com, by the way, for anyone who wants to check out more of his work.
Yes, libertyblock.com, and I just wrote a new book, actually, How Amazing is the U.S. Constitution? It's super cheap, super short and simple on Amazon, so check that out, please. The U.S. Constitution is not for liberty at all, after all.
I don't think of the U.S. Constitution as being pro-liberty, but when you start out with how amazing is it, I think, okay, all right, you got my attention?
I was assuming that was sarcasm.
Evidently it
is. Yeah, the answer is not very amazing. It's terrible.
Yeah. So what's on your mind tonight?
I want to respond. I think last night I listened to the podcast, and Ian mentioned a few things about credit cards and budgeting. The one thing he mentioned, he seemed to wonder why, if you close down a credit card or if they close it out for you, your credit score drops. My understanding is that the credit score, the agencies, TransUnion, Equifax, all that stuff, they monitor your credit based on a lot of parameters, and it's pretty transparent, I think. One of them is your average life of an account. So if you have 5 credit cards and the average credit card is 3 years old, you have a certain score. So that's why if you close one, if it was one of your older ones, you close it, the average age of the credit cards in that basket is now younger on average.
I was going to say that's why they usually advise you not to close out credit cards, even if you're not using it. Leave it open because that's going to keep your total amount of credit you have available higher, and the length of the credit, the age of the credit, it's going to be
exactly
older as
and
well.
I think the same principle applies for all accounts. For instance, a lease, a mortgage, any kind of debt you have, that's an account. And if you pay it off, meaning it's gone, which is a good thing, you are supposed to, then the average age of all of the accounts in your basket goes down because you paid off an old one, and now your credit will drop a little bit. So I believe that's how it works, and it has happened to me a few times. Not too big a deal, but that's the basics of, I think, how that works.
It is very confusing how it works. I think I have to agree with you that the system is more transparent than we seem to give it credit for, especially these. It used to not be as transparent, right? You used to have to write to some governmental agency, and you could only do this once a year for free, and that was the only way you could actually find out what was actually in your credit score.
I didn't know that.
That's how it was 15 years ago, before Credit Karma.
Yeah.
Well, actually, there was a
before
different
one. I was concerned with it.
There was a different one before Credit Karma, and I don't remember what their name was. FreeCreditReport.com,
yep.
I think,
yeah,
was it. And they seemed to do what Credit Karma promised to do, except they actually didn't. I think they monitored one credit bureau, and it wasn't very transparent.
Yeah.
The rise of Credit Karma really changed the credit game, I think, and it made me aware of exactly what things are doing that affect my credit score. And you're absolutely right. The age of the accounts is the biggest deal. There is both a metric of your average age account and your oldest account. And my oldest account recently closed because it was a car loan for, a car that I bought. And eventually you pay that off and it stops. I wanted to extend the loan, right? Hey, this is my oldest piece of credit. If we close it, my score is going to go down. So can you just give me a new loan for some other nonsense, and I'll just put the car back up as collateral for that? But I didn't want to go through all of that, and I'd rather just have the car paid off. So, unfortunately, that closed down, and sure enough, it took down my credit score by 20-something points because, mm-hmm, there's your oldest line of credit, and it's closed now. What are you going to do, right? But I do think it is more transparent than we tend to give it credit for.
Yeah, and I've written a few articles on libertyblock.com about credit and stuff like that, basic financial advice and stuff. Of course, disclaimer, not a financial advisor and all that. But one of them kind of gives my spreadsheet that I've used for my finances and budgeting for the last 5-10 years, and it helps me to never really carry a credit card debt I paid off in full every month. And the simple trick in the spreadsheet, the biggest trick I use is to look at, in fact, I make it transparent. I don't look at the figure of my bank account balance, my checking account.
Okay.
I do that with a function minus my total credit card usage at the moment in real time, and then I look at the net, which I call the true net of what I actually have, Because if I have $5,000 in the bank and $3,000 on the credit card, I really have a net $2,000 because that $3,000 will be paid in full every month. So I don't think I have $5,000. I think to myself, I trick my brain like a brain hack, I have $2,000, meaning I can't go buy a $3,000 gun because I don't have the money.
So I think I'm following this. It's all very confusing, and I process information better visually than I do orally. So I'm not 100% sure, but what you're basically saying is that you don't consider money that you have on your credit card to be money that you have, essentially, right?
Exactly, yeah. Okay. Yeah. My bank balance, I just subtract from it what I have on my credit card usage because I will owe that in a few weeks. And it's very simple. Like credit card, like Ian said last night, it's not free money. Now, it does give you, like, essentially a 30 to 60-day loan because you get a statement and it's due 30 days later. So it's like a 30
sure,
to 60-day free interest-free loan, which is great if you do, you know, as far as short-term loans with current interest rates is actually phenomenal. Because it gives you some time, but it's not free money.
And I think that's a great way to look at it, too, because I think a lot of people that don't look at it that way and don't tend to pay off their full credit card balance every month tend to get themselves into a lot of debt and other financial trouble. So it's a good practice to have.
It absolutely is. And thank you so much. That's libertyblock.org, right? Or is it .com?
.com.
I don't know why I always think it's .org.
Yeah.
That's libertyblock.org if you want to find those articles or you want to find Ali's latest book.
Yeah.
You can find all of that there. I would highly recommend the average person just put some thought into your financial habits because in my experience, most people don't. They just spend whatever they want to spend on any given day, and they don't know whether or not they can actually spend that money.
Yeah.
Or they may be aware to some extent, like, oh, okay, I need to withhold my electricity bill for this month or the money for the electricity bill for this month, but they don't actually do it. Instead, they go out and they go get a $50 bar tab or whatever, and they end up, you know, not being able to pay their bills. It's sad, and there are ways that you can prevent it. So that's libertyblock.com if you want to check that out.
And I also want to say Alu's books are fabulous. They're available. He has them on Amazon. You can get them on your Kindle. He has some audiobooks available, but they're really, really some good information on there. And he has several books. So I would highly recommend people go and check out his books.
He does. Fun fact, there is no, he was the top seller at the Pork and Vine Freedom Festival for books several years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting here mentally waiting on the music bed to start, and I was like, why is there no music bed? And it's because we go to break at 7:43 anymore. Yeah. You'd think I'd be used to that by this point. But I'm not. I haven't slept at, like, all, which isn't terribly unusual for Wednesdays, but it's a little bit more extreme right now because, you know, my sentencing hearing is coming up in, like, 6 days,
yeah,
and that's a stressful matter. But speaking of stressful matters, Tisera is currently in federal detention. Well, he's in jail, and I don't think he's in federal custody yet. He's probably just in some county jail or whatever, awaiting trial or awaiting this detention hearing. He was arrested at his home in North Dighton, Massachusetts. Never heard of it. Don't know anything about it. In connection with a trove of classified documents that have been leaked online in recent months. So again, Tixera had the highest level security clearance and was most recently stationed at some Air Force base that I don't care about. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Tixera is being investigated for the alleged unauthorized removal, retention, and transmission of classified national defense information. And they do have a little image here showing the guys. It looks like he was taken into custody not by any police force, but by an actual military act by armed tactical agents. Like, these are military dudes arresting him.
Well,
that is shocking to see. Unfortunately, Fox News isn't telling us what this guy's statements are, if he's making any steps. I'm not terribly surprised. They love the military.
Yeah.
So does ABC. The entire media apparatus loves the military. But let's see what they had to say. An internet user claiming to, because already I can tell by this first paragraph that they're giving significantly more information over here on ABC. So let's go to them. An internet user claiming to be a member of the small online community where So they interviewed a different guy who was on this Discord server.
Oh.
And that's who was speaking here. He's remaining anonymous, and they use the entire first half of this paragraph to say, we interviewed another user of this server, and this is what he had to say. They just went into a really roundabout way of saying, and apparently the guy is very smart, was always one step ahead of everyone. Well, he wasn't one step ahead of the FBI here, was he? He's got to be kind of dumb to take classified information that not a whole lot of people have access to and to post it to a public place like Discord, hoping maybe that Discord wouldn't give the federal government your information, or that there was somehow nothing connecting you online?
I mean, and there has to be some way to track. Even if Discord didn't, there would have to be some way to track that.
I suspect there is, because, like, your Steam account could be connected to your Discord account, and your Steam account could be connected to your Twitter, probably, or to your Twitch page. All of these online accounts are very easily connected together. It's a real small step to find someone's Discord handle to see that they're streaming live on Twitch, and to click their Twitch link, and then you see their real name, and you go find them on Facebook, and just like that, you can find out everything you want to know about them. Especially if they do stupid stuff like posting classified information publicly, they probably are putting their real names on some of this stuff. But, like, Discord is going to turn your information over to the government, right? Like,
yeah, Discord's not going to go to bat in this kind of case.
No, I mean, they should. As a social media platform, I would argue they should refuse to provide the identity of leakers. As you point out, when those leaks are actually useful and valuable. From what I can tell, these are not useful or valuable. It was just him flexing on some random internet.
Yeah, people. This isn't like an Edward Snowden case.
No. In an interview with ABC News conducted on the social media platform Discord, a user using the name Vaki said he was a longtime member of the server. And this was, they're not even saying the name of the server, but I'm almost positive I remember seeing that it was a Minecraft Earth server. And I don't even know what that is, because I don't play Minecraft. Actually, imagine playing Minecraft in 2023, right? I actually do.
I mean, maybe if, I don't know.
I mean, it wasn't that long ago that I was running my own Minecraft server, so that was probably at some point this year. With some friends of mine, actually. And so people are still playing Minecraft this year, but, like, I'm concerned about anyone who has Minecraft as a big enough part of their life still that they're on a Minecraft server. Unless you're streaming the game or something, like, dude, this boat set sail, you know, 15 years ago. This is when Minecraft was at, World of Warcraft was still at the height of its popularity when Minecraft was at the height of its popularity. Playing it now is just kind of weird. It's like playing Super Mario 64, like, constantly, and being like, yeah, this game is great. It's like, yeah, okay. Are you okay?
It's the nostalgia, though, you know?
Which, I speedrun the original Zelda from, 35 years ago? So I get it. Nostalgia's an important thing. So two administrators on the separate, larger Discord server where images of the alleged documents were shared to a much wider audience. Why did they write this like this? Told ABC News that Vaki was a member. Oh, my dear God. Okay, let me try this again. See if you can follow this at home. Two administrators on the separate, larger Discord server where images of the alleged documents were subsequently shared to a much wider audience told ABC News that Vaki was a member of the smaller, tight-knit group where Teixeira allegedly posted the images.
Well,
did you follow that?
Because
I didn't
really
follow that at all.
They really drug that whole sentence out.
I think what they're saying is that two admins on this larger server had the content shared to their larger server from the smaller server. So Teixeira didn't post the information to the Minecraft Earth server. He posted it to a smaller server with maybe 15 or 20 people, and someone there then shared it to the bigger server. So he, from what I can gather, they wrote this in a really stupid way. He shared it with a group of friends, which is still a terrible idea. You don't want to do this with classified information, but, like, I get why he would be more willing to do that with, like, 10 or 15 or 20 trusted friends as opposed to the entire world. That's what I'm taking away from this. I don't know, because they wrote that in the most ridiculous possible way they could have.
And I think it's always important, even if you're sharing something on a Discord chat or wherever with a trusted group of friends, if you're posting something online, even like text messages, anything like that, assume that it's being seen by someone you don't want to see it.
You are absolutely right. That's wonderful advice. And yes, we were correct. That is how they're saying this. The group, the Discord server on which he actually posted this content, was a total of 25 people. So it wasn't a very big crowd. That's about how many people are on my Discord server. And it's just some friends and I who game together. Mm-hmm. And it's just a Discord server of mine because I created it way back in the day when I was playing this other game called Tribal Wars. And so when we needed a Discord server, I was like, hey, I've got one that's already ready to go. Let's just use it. And it's got about 25 members. But still, even though I know all of these people in real life, I wouldn't post, like, classified. If I had classified material, I wouldn't post it anyway because that's stupid. Unless it was, like, Edward Snowden type stuff where, like, this is critically important. The world needs to know that the U.S. government is doing this. If it was something stupid like this, I just wouldn't do it. But anyway, all of that said, that's makes more sense to me than posting it to the wider server. So, Vaki describes himself as a minor, and that's what suggests to me that Tisera actually did not know these people. There was this Discord server of 25-ish people. One of them was a minor, and that's not a problem, except it suggests to me he doesn't know them personally because, I don't know, the moment I turned 18, I kind of stopped hanging out with people who weren't 18 because the consequences that I faced were significantly higher than anything they faced. Like, when I was 17, buying a pack of cigarettes from my 16-year-old friend was meaningless. It was inconsequential. But the moment I turned 18, well, that became an actual charge called contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Whereas at 17, it was nothing. It wasn't a police force. Or hanging out with my 16-year-old friend and getting them drunk. If I was 17,
yeah,
not a big deal. But if I was 18, I'm the adult in the room and I'm the one being charged. So pretty much as soon as I turned 18, I stopped hanging out with people who weren't. So that suggests to me that Vaki and Tixera did not actually know each other. Or maybe they did, because that would be one of the few contexts where I would understand I don't understand how this Discord group formed. I don't understand what they consisted of or what bonded them together. But it doesn't seem to me like it was knowing each other personally. But let's keep going with the phones because we are on the call-in show. And you are invited to take control of the airwaves, 603-283-6160. Even if you don't like me, like, what's that dude's name? Ricky, out in Pennsylvania, just cannot stand me for some reason. You're welcome to call. Everyone except James and David from New Mexico. And David, technically you're not banned, but I'm not going to take your call. However, I will take Tom's call. Tom is on the line with us here in New Hampshire. A lot of New Hampshire callers tonight. I like that. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
A few days ago, a brewery was promoting, women's rights, the women's movement. They decided to have a spokesperson there. They sent a promotion. They had this man who's pretending to be a woman.
Oh, I knew that's where this was going.
I did, to the moment he said woman. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah. Anyway, the man who's pretending to be a woman who...
Was this a trans woman?
You could call him trans, but he's not a woman because he's really a man. So, anyway.
What's this person's name? Because I'm confused now. Was this like a drag queen?
Dylan. Dylan.
Dylan. Yeah, the infamous Dylan. Yeah.
Dylan Mulvaney. Yeah, trans woman.
Dylan Mulvaney. Yeah. Anyway,
have you seen this person?
What he's doing, some people are boycotting that brewery.
Tom, have you seen Dylan Mulvaney?
Are you talking about Bud Light?
Yeah.
I'm thinking you're talking about some local brewery.
I thought he was
talking about
first.
Bud Light.
Because when I think of brewery here in New Hampshire,
like Wachusett Brewery or 603, you know, like.
Yeah, because there's a lot of them here. So, yeah. Tom, have you seen Dylan Mulvaney?
I never met him.
Okay, have you seen pictures of her?
Of him? I've seen pictures of him.
What about Dylan Mulvaney's appearance suggests to you that you should call this person he, him?
Well, the fact that he's a man, and therefore call him he.
How do you know he's
a
man?
Have you seen it?
Because, that's what they're saying anyway, is that he's really a man.
Okay, but what do your eyes tell you, Tom?
If he's when they say transgender woman, they mean a man who's pretending to be a woman. That's what a transgender woman is.
Okay, so you're just gonna believe whatever anyone tells you about this person?
Anyway,
no,
what
this is important, Tom, because you're talking to a trans person here, and I just want to understand where you're coming from.
What I think would be hilarious is if
you answered a question. Go ahead.
They the pro LGBTQ people decide to show their support for the brewery, the Anheuser-Busch brewery.
Anheuser-Busch. I like that. I like that, Tom. That's the first I've heard that. I like it.
Yeah, the queen of beers. Anyway.
That's good. That's good.
You, oh, yeah. I've been reading all this good stuff on Twitter about this. But anyway, what if they decide they're going to support the brewery by going out and buying all this beer, and they stack it in their refrigerator, and they drink it, and then, of course, they drink too much, and they barf, and they drink some more, and then they can't get up in the morning and go to work, and they lose their job, and they spend all their money on all this beer.
Have you ever drank Bud Light?
And when the homeless shelter is
Tom,
full,
hold on,
then
calm
they're
going
to go crawl
have you
into
ever
an
drank
alley
Bud Light?
And freeze to death. What?
Have you ever drank Bud Light?
I think I've, I don't know if I've ever drank that particular brand, but
okay, well, one is terrible, too.
Yeah, that 4% alcohol, I mean, that really hits
you. You cannot drink enough of this stuff to vomit from it, right? Like, the amount of time it would take you to that you would be sober before you could drink that much beer. I'm convinced it's impossible to drink enough Bud Light to get vomiting drunk from it.
Probably. Well, you know
I certainly drank enough beer to get vomiting drunk, and it's not a whole lot more alcohol of the higher stuff than the light stuff. But what I'm getting at is if they go out and they drink all this stuff and then they can't go to work and they lose their jobs and they keep drinking and they spend all their money on beer
and
they can't pay the rent, and then they go and...
Tom, why would that be good?
Well, then they go on the street and panhandle, and when the homeless shelter is full, they crawl into an alley and they freeze to death, and then there's one less trans person out there.
Oh, good so that's why it's good. So you're an evil monster that wants people to die?
Well, if it's their choice.
You said this would be good.
Yeah, you're wishing it upon
these
people.
I think it would be hilarious.
You would laugh at people dying.
If that's what they want, they drink so much that they die just to
Tom, that's absolutely horrific. I can't imagine being such an evil person that I laugh at people dying.
Just everything about that is so dumb, because first of all, we're talking about Bud Light, so that's the first laughable thing. Second of all, one night of drinking isn't going to... I mean, it's just... I can't even believe we're still talking about this.
No, and the reason that Bud Light did this is because people under the age of 35 who aren't conservative rednecks just aren't drinking Bud Light. And they're like, hey, we have to appeal to a new audience, or we're going to die out in the next 15 to 20 years when all of these potbelly alcoholics die of natural causes and from, not taking care of themselves. 603-283-6160. Don't be an evil monster. It's Free Talk Live.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.